From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Today, we're meeting some of the candidates seeking a seat on Wilmington City Council. The city of Wilmington is home to more than 117,000 people. That's growth of about 11,000 people since the last census in 2010. 73% of the population identifies as white, less than 20% is African American, 6% is Latino or Hispanic. According to current projections, if Wilmington sees low growth, which is not what's expected in this part of the country and the state, over the next quarter century, the city will have about 14,000 more people. That's by 2040. If growth continues at an accelerated pace, the city could be home to more than 50,000 additional people by then. Today, we'll meet three of the nine people who are hoping to represent you on Wilmington City Council. Members of council serve staggered four-year terms on this nonpartisan board. There are three open seats. Earl Sheridan, who has served on council for three terms and is wrapping up his 12th year, has chosen not to run again. Two incumbents are seeking re-election, and we'll meet them, as well as the other four candidates, next week. Each candidate will talk one-on-one with me today, answering my questions and yours. There are two ways to get your question in during the live Wednesday edition. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or call us at 910-343-1138. Phone lines are open now, and remember, each candidate appears in only one segment. Today's candidates are joining us in an order randomly chosen before the show. With us now is Deb Hayes. She is the current chair of the City of Wilmington's Planning Commission. She recently served as chair and is current commissioner of the Wilmington Housing Authority and Housing Economic Opportunities. Deb Hayes served on the steering committee for the Create Wilmington Comprehensive Plan, and she is the treasurer of Wilmington Downtown, Inc. She was also recently appointed to the Airlie Gardens Foundation Board and is a long-term committee chair for the North Carolina Azalea Festival. She works as a realtor with Intracoastal Realty. Deb Hayes, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel. It's a pleasure to be here.
And again, you can ask your own question of Deb Hayes by calling us at 910-343-1138 or emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. Deb Hayes, there are nine candidates competing for just three open seats. Two of the competitors in this race are incumbents, which are historically harder to unseat. Why do you think there's so much competition this year, and what's it about for you?
Well, there's competition every year that city council runs. I think that's great. I think it's wonderful that people want to participate in their local government and care enough to step forward. It is a daunting task. There is so much more to city council than just the every other Tuesday meetings and the agenda review sessions on Monday. Each city council member serves on multiple different boards and reports back and is representative to that board from city council. There is a tremendous time commitment for that. And so I think having, proven dedication, service to the community, and having knowledgeable experience will help set the ground and get you going straight up. There's, a slower learning curve. There will always be a learning curve, but much smaller.
And we'll talk some about that experience in a moment, especially your time on the Planning Commission. But you ran 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You came in fourth, mm-hmm. which meant you lost that third seat to Paul Lawler by 89 votes, which I think is equivalent to about half a percentage point. What are the lessons you take from that, if any?
Well, first of all, Paul and I are good friends, and so congratulate him on that. And I also want to say my best to Dr. Sheridan. He will be missed greatly, and I don't think anyone can fill his shoes. They may take a spot on city council, but they can't fill his shoes. You learn anytime you do something for the first time, you always learn from that, and hopefully I've taken from that all the good things that I did and add to it some things that I need to reach out and do more. But the one thing that I'm very, very committed to is the citizens of Wilmington, all the citizens, not just one group or the other.
Where are the areas that you feel you do need to reach out more when you look back at 2015?
Well, it's not necessarily a specific area of town. It's maybe a different way of reaching out to people, smaller groups, going out and the grassroots effort. I thought I did quite a bit of that. I don't think you can do enough of that. I think any candidate will tell you that you always feel like you could do more.
Short-term rentals, as you know, being on the Planning Commission, are a source of tremendous controversy in the city. We've dedicated a couple of Coastline editions just to that issue. Some stakeholders say much stricter standards are needed before homes can be rented out on a short-term basis. Others say short-term rentals are a property owner's right and a critical part of the Wilmington tourism economy. You've been directly involved in these discussions as a member of the Planning Commission. Where do you think that policy needs to go?
Well, there's a lot of aspects to this. It's not just a short-term rental. There's literally three different classifications of short-term rentals. You know, you can have your whole house rental, which is unhosted. You could have a hosted. You could have an auxiliary or, you know, like a garage apartment. You could have duplex, triplex. There's a lot of varieties to this. So first of all, we've got to define that. Second of all, I think we need to drill down and really understand what the issues are. There are issues out there. I've heard them. I've seen them, gone out and viewed them myself. So there are some issues out there. And primarily, those issues are in the residential aspects of our neighborhoods, not in the commercial. The Central Business District, CBD of downtown, really...
That seems to be the one geographic area sort of immune from the discussion.
Exactly. We're really, when we're talking about some of the issues, it really has to do with the residents. There's private property rights on both sides. We want to preserve and protect the neighborhoods, but do the people that own these homes have a right to do what they want to do with them?
So this has been a head-scratcher for city staff as well. They've spent a lot of time researching other cities, their policies, and they still, for every argument to support one side of this, there's data to support the other side. So where do you, Deb Hayes, stand on whether people in the downtown historic district, residential district, should be able to rent out, should people be able to rent out their entire home for a weekend?
Well, right now, our code says that it's minimum of 7 days. That's not being adhered to. So my take on this, and again, we're not to the point where we have that ordinance ready to go before city council. But my take on this is, number one, we need to understand what the issues are. We need to make sure and drill down on those issues, and we need to be able to identify these properties. We also need to make an ordinance that is going to be fair and reasonable to everyone, but that is also manageable for staff and enforceable. And right now, we don't have that. So there's the first order of business, as I see it, is we need to get them all registered and know where they are.
We have an email. Brian from Wilmington writes, in the past 18 to 24 months, there has been what I consider an alarming explosion in development with little regard for the local environment. Examples on Kerr Avenue and 17th Street Extension, as well as all the development on River Road, to name a few. This type of development is taking place with little thought put into infrastructure and the impact on local wildlife habitats. Brian says, I understand many in local government have ties to real estate and development companies. What ties do you have to any of these entities, and what do you plan to do about this unchecked and seemingly unregulated development, he says.
Well, first of all, thank you, Brian. Appreciate your comments, but it is certainly not something that's going unchecked. Please take a look at the Create Wilmington Comprehensive Plan. It is a voluminous document. I served on that steering committee. Our planning staff is second to none. I'd put them up against anybody. They won national awards for this. That is our blueprint and going forward. And there is a big part that goes across all of the aspects of it about the environment. And while I'm in that, please note that when you talk about realtors, we live here. We serve on groups and committees. We're very dedicated. And we, one of our most precious goals is quality of life. And quality of life means preserving those neighborhoods, protecting the environment, and enriching the lives. Now, does that mean no growth? No. But does that mean growth at any cost? Absolutely not. We need that plan is in place, was unanimously voted on by City Council in March of 2016. It is our blueprint for the future, and we need to give it time to enact. I will say this, I know we've got short time, but we are seeing a lot of growth right now that is pent up. If we had not gone through an economic downturn several years ago, we would not be seeing this volume of growth in this short a period of time. It would have come about over the course of time, which would have been much easier on our residents and our citizens.
So you're saying once this explosion has kind of seen this phase out, then it will slow down to a more gradual growth?
I do think so. I also, please note that every single time any projects come before the planning staff, the planning commission, and city council, they are put up against all the standards that we have put in place with a comprehensive plan, which has infrastructure in it, environment, all of those aspects. And some of those things are being done. They're slower coming in, but we do understand that that's, and that is a vital part of what we're doing. The plan is strong. It is good.
We have a question from Jim. He writes, why is there a need for more apartments downtown in the Project Grace proposal? Why not develop Brooklyn Arts District instead? And of course, we know just Tuesday night there was a meeting about the new Hanover County Library branch that's downtown. What's going to happen on that block? Mm-hmm. What would you say to Jim?
First of all, I was there. And listened intently to everyone. First of all, you need to know that that is county, and that is a county project. It is located inside the city, but that is county-driven and will be voted on by the county. Certainly, the city wants to be a part of that conversation, but that is something that is guided by the county. Nothing has been decided upon yet. They have researched. They actually asked Wilmington Downtown Inc. to bring forth some plans, and WDI went out and hired a consultant and brought forth four different plans. One of those may be chosen. One may not. They are, I do know this, please, if you're interested in this, and certainly everybody wants to preserve and protect the library. There's no question about that. But there will be two public forums on this next Monday and Tuesday. One will be at the Downtown Library, which I believe is on Monday, and one will be at the Cape Fear Museum on Market Street on Tuesday, and I believe they start at 6. Please verify that on the county's website.
And we'll actually post information about that as well.
Please do that, because I want to make sure I have the time right. I'm pretty certain about the dates. But
and Deb Hayes, I just want to say we've gotten a couple of emails from the same people who are asking the same questions in kind of a different way. Okay. Brian again says, ask Deb Hayes what ties she has to any of the real estate and development companies. And of course, we've identified the fact that you work as a realtor for Intracoastal. Is there any other connection that he's asking about?
I'm not sure what he's, but he's putting realtors and developers together, and they're two very different aspects. I am a realtor. I'm a broker. I'm involved with a wide variety of people, and my base is very, very broad, and I have support from a lot of different people. So it is not just one or the other, and I am very focused on being there for all the citizens, for all of Wilmington, not just certain groups, not just certain areas, but everyone, and doing what is best for the entire city.
So we have just a few minutes left. We've heard so much about affordable housing, partly through efforts of Paul D'Angelo with the Affordable Housing Coalition. Mm-hmm. We've had public summits. We've heard about tours. We've done stories. But let's hit the reset button. What do we need to do to create more affordable housing here, and what role does the city council play in that?
Well, there's a variety of things that I think city council can do and has done. Some of the things that the planning commission and planning staff have enacted and given to city council are, you know, adding to, changing, redesigning our code and our development, and our new land development code will be coming out next year. That is a critical component. That's the second phase of the Create Wilmington plan. We need to be focused on that. One of the things that we have done is change some different aspects of our code so that we can bring in more affordable housing. I know I'm getting the high sign here. I'm sorry I could go on and on, but there are a lot of different facets that we can do. We can incentivize to bring people in to build these specific projects that we need to have done.
Deb Hayes, thanks so much for being with us today. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back from this break, we'll meet James Ray. You can ask your own question of him by calling us during the live Wednesday show at 910-343-1138 or sending an email to coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.